Okay, here's one for you. What? Let me find it again. What are the pros and cons of colonizing other planets?
Good question. This must be researched.
You mean you don't have an opinion off the bat?
Well, there's a lot of opinions.
Well, share your opinion.
One of them is that we would take disease and sickness and other germs and bacteria with us to other planets. And the other one is that it would be a good thing because man could expand into space and be part of the universe, so to speak.
Total universe domination.
And that we would be growing as a human race.
So in other words, we would be like Star Trek.
Yeah. I've heard it argued that...
You've heard it? Where? Where is this argument?
Well, okay, I've argued it with other people that the space exploration is a good thing for us because of all of the advancements that we've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Like computers, for example. The internet
mm-hmm.
is a byproduct of that.
Uh-huh.
Space age materials, well, actually not space age per se, but what do you call space age? Insulations that we've never had before. Aluminum foil that we've never had before. We've had tin foil, not aluminum foil.
Why do they call it aluminum foil in the box?
We had to develop that for space programs and other, or should I say redevelop it. We've developed a lot of other products that people use every day, like calculators. Well, they used to use them, now they use their cell phones. But there's another little byproduct that has evolved through the space program.
Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, what about it?
Pros and cons of colonizing other planets.
Well, we would probably be at odds with some of them, I'm going to tell you. Anytime you develop or try and colonize something that doesn't belong to you, there's going to be a conflict of some nature.
You mean like the white man and the Indians?
Yes.
Hmm.
And not just in America. That happened in India. That happened in Asia. It's happened all over the world.
How do you have this great vast knowledge?
Studies of human history.
I see. Another question.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe or think that animals have emotions?
Oh, I'm sure that they have emotions. They're a machine, just like us.
A machine?
Yeah.
We're not machines.
Well, what do you consider a machine? What don't you consider a machine?
When you say the word machine, I think metal, no. Wiring.
Okay, if you're going to use that particular thought process, which is fine, think about what it takes to make a human body.
According to you, God, the hand of God.
Well, aside from the hand of God, what materials did he use? He used zinc and iron and copper and diamond and all kinds of other minerals. And actual...
Dirt, dust.
Actual metals that are in your body, naturally.
Uh-huh.
That's
okay.
Why you eat bananas and apples and tomatoes and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So
you think animals experience emotion?
Yes, I do.
So, move on to one of my other questions that I didn't choose to use. Your animal, your pet, can talk to you for 1 hour at midnight.
Oh boy, that would be a scary thought.
What's your conversation about?
I guess because it's a conversation with my animal, and he's only going to get to talk for a short time, it'd have to be about something that he's interested in. Obviously, I want to know what's on his or her mind, because we already know what's on our mind. And if they've got questions for us, I guess you need to answer them.
So those were some of my reject questions that I decided not to use in February.
Do you have all your other questions laid about?
Pretty much, yeah. sometimes I change them the last minute because I go, ooh, that just, you know, like colonizing. What's the pros and cons of colonizing other planets?
Well, there'll be wars.
Stormship troopers!
Yeah, possibly. You never know.
You're
going into places that you've never gone before and you don't know what's there.
Captain's log.
Stardate.
Yeah. And then, you know, does your animal experience emotions? How do you communicate with your pet? And I realized that, yes, silently you do.
All the time.
Because you cannot, the language barrier there is there. They don't understand English.
Or any other spoken language other than the words that you've taught them.
And they don't understand, actually, it's the pitch and the tone of your voice that they're reacting to.
Yes. Body language.
Mm-hmm. Because that's why you teach them silently.
Yes.
I didn't know that as a child, but I did as an adult, because when you look at a dog's eye and you can see how they're thinking.
You also teach them with food prompts.
I didn't teach you with food prompts, did I?
Yes, you have. You've taught her a lot of things with food prompts.
Stinky Stella! Wow, 3 minutes left to ramble on. Well,
wow.
I gotta go. I gotta finish getting dressed.
I see.
I really don't want to go to work.
Yeah, call in sick.
What you want, Stinky?
Food. She's hungry.
Mm-mm.
And then beyond that, she wants love. Camaraderie. Affection.
She touched me with her paw, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, Stinky.
That's
you're done.
Asking, please.